defensively, you guys seem like you had it going pretty well, but offensively struggled, and you guys went on that 27-9 run, you and Hakeem, and seemed to lead that early in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, if you're playing defense, you always give yourself a shot, and you know, that's something that you know, the second unit really tries to bring to the game, is just defensive intensity and changing the tempo of the game. You know, we got going a little bit offensively, you know, but what's most impressive is that we were able to, you know, kind of shut down, you know, a high scoring team, you know, for a little while and you know, make a run, you know, which is, you know, a good sign for us.
Obviously two different style games last night and tonight. Just any one that you enjoy, you take any more out of either victory?
Win is a win. Win is a win, no matter what kind of win it is, ugly win, pretty one. Shooting, you know, making 22 threes, making 4 threes, it doesn't matter. You know, I think that tonight was obviously a tougher game for us, energy-wise. Guys were tired and you know, really battling to get through, but, you know, we were able to sustain our energy for 48 minutes and got the W.
As your finger gets better, what do you think you can add? A little more range in shooting, or what do you think will be different from you?
I think I can, you know, do that a little more. And, you know, really just feel more comfortable doing it. But until that point, I just have to do what I can do, you know, for the team and you know, get in there and mix it up.
Tough back-to-back.
Two tough teams. You know, and then we go to Miami and Orlando, and we got a little tough little stretch here. But, you know, for us to win 3 games in a row, you know, is really big for us. And we need to, you know, obviously win as many as we can. You know, we'll take it against whoever.
You see the chemistry getting better. Obviously, brought a lot of new players in this. You see the chemistry getting better day to day.
I do see it, and it's obviously a big positive for us. You know, us, the second unit getting better, better and better, and obviously, you know, Steve and Grant and Jay Rich and those guys, they've been playing together for a little while, so you know, theirs is better. But chemistry wise, we're still pushing to get to where we're really clicking as a unit, and you know, games like this help it a lot.
Can you talk about the challenge of having to defend both LeBron and D Wade?
Oh man, yeah. I mean, both of those guys are obviously gifted, talented guys. And you know, the one thing that we've tried to do, you know, with high scorers, you know, like Kobe and Melo tonight, and is really just try to keep them off the free throw line. You know, it's going to be tough stopping them from getting, you know, getting their averages or whatever it may be. But you know, you keep them off the line, and it makes. You know, our job a little easier, and we're able to kind of keep afloat to the game, and you know, really just trying to, you know, make them make tough shots, make them make jump shots, and keep them out of the lane.
Kind of like today, Carmelo scores 20, but needs a lot of shots.
Yeah, that's our goal. You know, because him doing that obviously takes shots away from other guys, and you know, our goal is just to make it difficult, make him shoot as many shots as he has to shoot to, you know, get to where he needs to get.
Do you relish a challenge like that? Regarding one of those two guys?
Definitely. I mean, it's always a challenge. You know, I'm lacking a little bit in size and weight, but you know, I just try to make up for the energy and effort, and that's something that you know, I've always tried to do.
How are you feeling about your primary defense? Do you feel like you're still adjusting back from the league, or are you where you want to be?
Yeah, I am, to an extent, and you know, obviously, you know, guarding faster guys, it's, you know, you got to get used to it, and you know, really just, it's just positioning, it's timing, it's, you know, all those little things. But, you know, our team helped defense was good tonight. And, you know, with the way we play defense, that's what's most important is keeping guys out of the middle of the lane, you know, forcing the baseline and, you know, help side being there.
When you watch back, like, you know, defend some of these really good perimeter scores, are you picking up things that makes him so successful?
I think, what makes him so successful is that he tries to do his work early. You know, he tries to deny or, you know, really, you know, bust through screens early, you know, and make it tough for guys to catch. You know, that's something that I'm trying to work to get better at because, you know, when he does it, you know, it helps him, you know, a whole lot in defending those guys, just making it, just grinding them down throughout the game, making it tougher for them to get the ball and to, you know, get in the scoring position.
Just feel a little different tonight with Hedo having the ball in his hands.
Yeah, it did, but I think matchup-wise, it was good for us. You know, and allowed him to attack, and you know, allow Steve to kind of just roam, you know, shoot some jumpers you know, maybe just not have Steve as tired. You know, I mean, just taking him off the ball a little bit and having Hito, you know, run the pick and roll, you know, take some stress off of him and, you know, give Hito confidence.